giving thanks and praise unto the Holy One of Israel. O Father Yah, the mighty life giver. This is singing you an Uva Bantan. Reaching out to all the people in the world, all my Israelites, brothers and sisters. It's a global one.
Greetings, 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 singing you. Are you that?
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's better.
Big respect and welcome to reggaespace.com. I'm just rinsing out your track from your LP featuring Uva Bantan. You hear that?
Yeah, man, give thanks to the strength.
Yes. I'm going to run it one more time. But before we do that, I just welcome you to Reggae Space and make everybody know, sir, we're in live conversation right now with singing you. I do believe that Blaze is in the vicinity as well. Yes, we're doing a little bit of a review. One and two tracks from your LP that just dropped. How long ago it dropped?
Oh, it dropped from March.
From March time, okay.
From so, March. Okay. From March, that album dropped outside.
Okay. So it's been on the streets for a while now. You're getting a good response?
Yeah, it's been on the street now for about 6 months. I'm getting some real good feedback.
Good. Any particular area of the world that like it better than the other areas?
Well, yeah, you know, I get a very big feedback in the state.
Okay, right. Is that
in America?
Does that surprise you or not?
Well, not so much, because that's where actually I'm looking to get a very big surprise from. You know,
right.
Because a lot of the brothers and sisters over there. Yeah. So I'm really happy for that, you know. I feel a big joy about that.
Good. Well, I'm wondering, did you do any particular promotion over there more than anywhere else, or what?
You say that again? Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether you do any particular promotion in America, or it's just the way they receive it.
No, well, actually, you know, I link up with Alex ZJ. I do one interview with him one time too. So, and I got some other people there. I got my cousin over there doing some work for me over there too.
All right,
helping to promote the music.
Right. Because you're based in Europe, Germany, don't?
Yes, I'm based up in Germany for the moment.
Okay, and you getting local support or what?
Well, actually, you know, I'm getting support in Germany, but not that big support, you know, because I've been here for some little time now, and a lot of people know me in Germany. Almost the whole German know me, you know. But on the support side, you know, I don't see that so much, you know.
Really?
No, I don't see that so much.
You any idea why that might be? I mean, Germany is pretty big with reggae.
Well, Germany, you know, it turned over to a kind of competition thing with the white and black.
Really?
Yeah, because the white man, they take our music and they want to be like the boss.
Oh.
You know, they don't really show us no respect.
So, who is doing well over in Germany then?
Well, actually, at the moment, to tell you, I just see me doing good music over here. Right, to tell the truth.
Okay.
I have to bust a jive for that. You have a next brother named Anthony Lax. You have Yamik. You have Shaquille Murray.
Yeah.
You have a youth named Marlon B.
Okay.
You have a youth named Fire Black. These are upcoming artists who were in Germany a long time and doing truthful music and rightful music. And we don't get that opportunity, you know, to really put it over, you know, to inspire the brothers and the sisters, you know.
Yes.
We don't get that chance, you know.
Okay. And other people think, other people do.
Yeah, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Like the white artists in Germany, they get all the shows.
Oh.
And they get all the feedback in reggae, which is don't belong to them.
Right. So they take it and gone.
Hallelujah. Well, to me, me have a boss at Jaya, because when we speak the truth, me laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's just like you see the most I work at one, you have to laugh about it and feel a joy.
Yes. I mean, on the other hand, they are pushing reggae music, and you know, they're making the market bigger. I guess they're bringing people in who wasn't in before.
Well, as far as me see, them are big it for them way, not for my way. You know, because even the own German people, them, I hear they say they don't want hear their own German artists sing reggae.
Is it?
I'm telling you this. Me is the man who don't fight against artists.
Right.
But I live it here in Germany, and I see that these people don't give us no chance.
Right.
And there's somebody have to come and speak the truth.
Well,
you understand me?
Yes, man. You talk the things.
Nobody don't have to tell me nothing about these artists around here and these people who say that they're in reggae music, who say they're promoter and producer.
Well,
you know.
Yeah.
I hear. One of my brother was by one show with Gentleman and his producer. And you know what they have to say behind the stage?
What that?
They don't need those niggas no more.
What?
Man, we have to talk all this shit, man. Yeah. I don't deal with hypocrites, you know what I mean?
For real, man.
Music is a music where we sing to the Most High. Straight to Yakai. Wow. Even so when you know,
boy, I'm shocked.
Well, I'm not shocked, you know. I'm not shocked because remember what they do to Africa and to Israel.
That's true.
When I'm shocked, for me, I'm shocked. A prophecy.
Well, but it's not the whole of them. you know, there's artists, there's white people as reggae artists that you know, that come with a positive, you know.
Don't get me wrong, DJ. I don't have nothing against these people, nothing. But when things fucked up, excuse my language, when things go wrong, we have to say it go wrong.
Yes.
But and that's all me come to say, you know.
Yeah.
I may need rightful chance.
Yes. When I say that it's not the whole of them, because I know, say, you do a feature with Uwe Banton.
Yeah, because I know Uwe a long time over the years in Germany. And he take me on a lot of shows.
Right.
Big shows, you know, and stuff, you know. So I pay my respect to him.
Yeah.
With him collaborate with him and doing some work with him together.
Right. Because he's from the same part of Germany as you.
Yeah, he also live in the same city where I live in Germany.
Right.
Well, maybe
run the tune again. This is the one that's called Calling. It's coming from your latest LP, Journey to Israel, features the voice of Uwe Banton.
Giving thanks and praise unto the Holy One of Israel. O Father Yah, the mighty life giver. This is singing you on Uwe Banton. Reaching out to all the people in the world, all my Israelites, brothers and sisters. It's the global one.
Afraid, though Israel, declare the Most High.
Singing you, I'm sure you can see the shout box. You get a lot of people agreeing with what you're saying. I certainly was shocked to hear you saying those things are gone. But I, you know, tucked away in England, you know, I don't necessarily get to hear these things or see these things firsthand. So how you go about overcoming these problems?
Well, this is it. That's a good question. And I love that question that we put to it. Because this is a new generation and I create right now.
Yeah.
You know, of listeners who want to listen to real music, who want to draw close to the Most High. So I really don't sing reggae music no more.
Okay.
This is the Most High music I singing at the moment. And this music is a Israel music.
So what that mean when you say Israel?
Well, you know, I and I is an Israelite, a real true Hebrew Israelite. And this is what they've been hidden from us, for us not to know ourselves. You know? So I and I come to lighten up I and I brothers and sisters meditation and all the Most High people meditation.
Right. But when you say Israelite now, and you is an Israelite, how that work?
Well, you know, as me I say, we all have to know our true nationality. You know, when you start to know your nationality, you start to know yourself. And you start to know where you're coming from.
Okay, okay. So when it comes to nationality now, most people think, well, where you're born. You know, where you're born, you know, where your father come from. That's how you determine your nationality. That's how it go?
Well, you know, say, when you're talking about born, you know, we's our ancestors, you know. So if you think about where our ancestors born.
Yeah.
I just said the root I come from to me.
Right, right.
You know, so, you know, our ancestors, them, you know, is not from here, you know, it's thousands of years ago.
Yes, yes.
You know, it have nothing to do with Jamaica and America.
Right, right. So you're going
and in the West, you know?
So you're going way back to Africa now.
Yeah, way back to the West. So, you know, them can't trick I and I because I and I born down in Jamaica.
Right.
Them want to say me is a Jamaican. Me is no Jamaican. I'm the children, one of the children of Israel.
Right.
You know, and I come to represent all my brothers and sisters and all the children of Israel.
Right,
and
right.
All the Most High people. Because the Most High create all of us.
And,
you know?
And you're looking to enlighten people about this fact.
Yeah.
Right.
And I come to reveal the truth. You know?
Right, right. So this is where the title of the album come from. Journey to Israel.
Yeah. Yes, my brother. Yes, my brother.
So you're encouraging people to make that journey. Is that how you have to take it?
Well, I'm encouraging, you know, in the Most High people, because you know on this earth you also have people who controlled by the devil.
Okay.
Who you can turn back and you can't even talk to them because they don't even have ears to hear you. They can't hear. They can't even see you. You know? These are the people with the spirit of slumber upon them.
Oh.
You know, so they will never hear righteousness.
So you look to wake them up?
Yeah, well, I and I look to wake up the people who can't hear.
Okay.
You know, this is the people I and I reach out to right now at the moment. Some people who I really love.
So this is the message that's coming across in this latest album.
Yes, sir. It's a fat message, you know.
Yeah, but this is your third album, don't? Third studio album.
Well, actually, I got about 8 albums, you know.
All right.
Well, it's not every one of them out, you know.
Yes, I see. So how the message then that coming from you as an artist, how that changed over the years?
Well, I tell you the truth, about 2-3 years ago, you know, the Most High hit me. You know, and some get to come out of the crazy world.
Right.
Because there's a crazy things going on out there. You know, through this music, you know, the people in many artists, you know, think they're on the right track. You know, when they have when them putting over the wrong message to the people.
Oh.
And fixing the people's brain with some negative things.
All right.
You know, cause them have some misconcept vibe going, you know.
Yes, yes, I understand that, and I hear it all the while, man.
Yes, so that kind of confuse the people them right now. So this is the time in my music where I don't beg friend in my music.
Okay.
You know, because the music sings straight is a message singing coming straight from the Most High, and this message don't beg friend.
No,
you know,
I understand.
When you get connected to this message, well, you know, you are the Most High people.
So, what actually happened to you make you take on this new outlook?
Well, as I said to the eye, just from 3 years ago, you know, the Most High touch I and I,
okay,
and say wake up, and the Most High wake me, you know,
right?
Because I was sleeping, following the elders them. And didn't look for myself and check things for myself.
Okay.
Go and check things for myself and I see the truth. And I see the right thing. Because the Most High wake me up. So it's like I born again, you know?
Right, right, right.
I'm a newborn baby. Israel baby.
Okay. And you're learning as you're young, you know, you're learning as you go.
Yeah, wisdom of the keener. So every day we learn, and right now it's like at 8 years, me and Eva Blaze I push this thing together.
Right.
You know, Blaze is like a brother to me, a family. You know, he's a close brother to I and I, you know. Because he's a clean youth, and he's a youth where trusting on me, and I'm a talent, and believing I'm a talent. So me know say the most I send Blaze for I and I, and just the boat way, you know. Me for Blaze for I and I.
That's cool. Big up Blaze.
Every time, man.
Yes, man. Because it's not one time that you get mentioned on this show with various artists. Big up yourself, King.
Yeah, man. I step up in my brother, because when you're building a root, you have to faith and patient.
Yes.
You know, to build a root, a foundation. So we've been looking and many things happening around us while we been building our foundation here. And we see a lot of things happening around us. You know?
Yeah.
But we didn't misfocus, you know?
Right.
We keep on trading on our way, you know, because we know say this way where we are trad, you know, there's nothing can stop it.
Well,
nothing.
I notice you say that you know, I beg no friend with the music nowadays, and this album is not here to make friend. But you know, you might say that you're turning away from the more popular music in favor of righteous music. I say it go,
you know.
True. Yes,
sir. Yeah, I talk the truth. Yeah. I see him where I say it go, because you know, I and I love people, you know, me I tell you the truth. Me's a youth born for love people. Black, white, yellow, pink, blue, but me no like rubbish. You know, and me's one of the person who gonna talk the truth in front of their face.
Right.
You know, who want to get blue, yellow, pink, or red? They cannot get that. But I know they can't do me nothing.
Right.
Because me guided by the most high, Yahkai.
So you
and
to,
nobody can touch me.
So you have to build a support base, more artists that think like you in your area for you know, to work. What am I trying to say? You know, the people are going for the popular music, the meaningless music. It seems to be that music is more acceptable to the state in Germany and maybe elsewhere as well. But you know, the righteous music, the true reggae music, it looked like you have to build a body of people to work together and to help each other develop. That's how you go?
Yeah, man, this is what I said from the first half there, because I'm like creating something new. You know, new people, new listeners to music. You know, like a new generation of listeners.
Right.
You know? So my people who gonna check for my music, it's gonna be different people from who going after this kind of reggae music.
Okay.
It's a different kind of people. These people who gonna draw to my music is the people who seeking for righteousness and seeking for the most high.
Okay.
You see?
Yes.
So this is the way of my music.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, well, let's hear some more. Let's hear some more from the LP. This track, I believe, is on the LP named Mama.
Yeah, I love that song. You know, before I play that song, I have to big up my mama on this song. I have to big her up to the fullness. May the most high Yahkai guide and protect her. You know, make sure she live and live and live and live. Because I know all the struggling that my mother got through. You know?
Yeah.
And this is a song where it's real. Everything what inside of this song is real.
Okay.
Because I see my mother go through all these things. You know, so I hope all the mothers who listen to this song tonight, you know, feel it and full joy it and take it for them, same one too, as a mama.
Well, I did want to explore this, you know, because you know, there's enough artists that sing song about mama, you know. Did your mom have you describe how she have things hard, and you know, there's a lot of people, the first generation who come from Jamaica, them have it hard too. But I'm wondering if she provide you with inspiration musically at all.
Oh, my mama, man. Well, that woman, when you listen to this song, you know, so that comes, that she's the one who inspired me on that one, man. Mm. You know, when I really think of my mother, you know, I go deep, you know, because I know she have like 4 kids, and she never turned her back against her, none of her kids them. And me's one of the kid that didn't got, that have no, I have a father, but I see my father one time.
Oh.
So I don't grow up with my father. I grew up with my granny and my grandfather and my mama.
Right.
You know, so I have this kind of principle and this manners, you know,
yes,
in that they teach me, you know, how to grow up and live with people, you know, and all this stuff, you know. So, you know, these people are very special to me, you know.
Yes.
Very, 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 very special, you know.
All right, we're going to let off this tune now. It's coming from the album Journey to Israel, featuring the voice of Singing You. We're gonna big up DJ Sugar T. Yes, highlighting a brand new member to the website right now by the name of Flexda. Big respect to each and everyone locked in right now, listening to the real talk from Singing You. Here comes Mama.
Mama, listen to this thing. Look at
this. Mama, listen to
Mama.
Love your mama.
All the mamas, let's go to earth.
Your mama, my mama.
Mama, I love you, love you, love you so. Mama, I'll never, never let you down.
Singing You, a big tune, that. Yeah, you
know. Sure, man.
Well, the comment I would make about that, because I do hear, you know, as a DJ, you get enough tunes, and you hear enough tunes about Mama, and I was listening to one just earlier on today, and the thing that they were saying about it is that I'm gonna make you rich, you know, I'm gonna make whole heap of dollars and buy you a Bima and a big house on the hill. You know, all them kind of things, and this is just a pure love song to your mom, you know.
Yeah, it's just a pure love song, because I see my mama in a different way, you know, because, you know, we all know about the struggling, you know, because, you know, we grow up, we born, come see our people struggling, you know. So I don't cut the conversation, but many times we in Germany around the world and move and people are wonder, you know, yeah. In the West, you know, why we have to be here and like this.
Yes, yes.
You know, the struggling where I and my family go through, you know, me I say I know, no say I know if be there for my family them.
Mm.
You know, I know I just can't turn I back against I know people them.
Yeah.
You know, that it's important for no say boy yeah, take care. You know, because I can't sing about my mother about money and them thing there. You know? Well yeah, mama need for movies and them thing there. In a different way you can't say things, you know, but you can't, you know, I put certain things in a love, you know?
Yes, yes.
Because love's supposed to be something special, you know?
That's right.
It's not about money, you know, like you can't buy love. Nobody can buy love.
Yes, yes. It, to me now, when people singing about how they're going to buy mama this and buy mama that, it's like they're trying to make up for not loving mama properly. You see
it? It's a matter of business. It's just like how them take Bob Marley and make business with them. Them right. Take Selassie and make business with them. Marcus, yeah, have business with them.
Right.
Then take them mother and make business with them mother. Same
way. Ah, right. I get you. See you.
Yeah, just to achieve money and career and fame. You know what me I say? We don't work out for them with them. When me I sing a song like, me rate you still not DJ. Me rate you. Me love how you talk. Me love how you talk. Because when they ask you something about your mama, you have to sing that real.
You know.
You don't look at money thing and buy house and blah, blah, blah thing. You know, sing something real. You know? So, I know I give thanks to that strength because you inspire me again one more time.
Good.
You know, a wisdom you said to me right there, sir.
Well, it's just, you know, I observe these things and, you know, sometimes you have to talk the things.
So, come on.
All right. I got a next track. This one, I see it on YouTube. You have a video with this one. It have all 10,000 views. So it look like this one doing well. The track's entitled "Your Love Is Beautiful."
Oh yeah, man. That song is a real powerful song. That song is taking over America right now.
Ah. Well, I wonder about this one because I check it over and I check it over again and it's definitely Ya Love and it's not Ja Love. How that go?
Because the real original language I have to speak is Hebrew.
Right.
And you know Hebrew in alphabet we don't got no J.
Okay.
We got the letter Y.
I see.
So this is the reason why we find out them trick.
Oh.
Because this J is a European vibe, you know, it's a Roman thing, you know. It don't belong to we.
I see.
So, this is what the Rastafari community want to know.
I see. And
upon some name we don't know about because they call upon some vampire name and they know.
Right. It's true that. So,
you know, so.
So you're using all the power that you have to your disposal, and that's your musical power to try and educate people along the way.
So it go, man. Inspiration, you know, from the most. Me, I say because me, look at me just flesh, you know, flesh and bone, you know. At the most, I spirit, I watch you and I. I'm a gift thanks to that journey and strength over the most I grant to and I because. You can't see for yourself millions and millions of brothers don't got this one of them.
Yes.
You know what I say? So me give thanks to all them joy and strength for, you know, say boy, me can deliver the message and go through some other flesh, you know, and connect.
Yes. Now this,
you know,
this track, it have what I call a real video. You know, we have videos on YouTube and it's really just still pictures and, you know, they use them gimmick and make them move little. But this is a proper video, you know, with movement and you know, and scenes and stuff. How you feel about doing them things here? Because it's only the one I see that you do. Is that right?
Well, you know, that is not really the only video I make, but in that video, actually, as I tell you, I never get so much opportunity.
Okay.
You know, but I've been always doing my music, but never get some opportunities from nobody around here in Europe. You know, The only person who stick by me is Everblaze.
Okay.
You know, so I don't get no more help from nobody.
You make the video for this particular track, yeah?
Yeah. Well, it's me. Because I feature Murray in another track, you know.
Yes.
Because Murray is like a brother to me too, you know. Because we grew up from Jamaica and stuff, and we're singing from Jamaica together until we reach Europe. Right. We're still doing our thing, and we still keep our link and. You know, everything is nice and everything fine. You know what I say? So, me and Murray get together and we organize the video. And cause we see the world vision, you know?
Yeah.
We see the world thing in front of our face, you know, because it's so natural and real, you know?
Yes.
We could bring out the image in front of the people.
Right. And well, two things. We did speak to Shocking Murray just a couple of weeks ago, and he said yes, long time brethren, you and him. But I'm wondering now that what impact does having the video to accompany the track have on its popularity? You know, how wide it gets heard? You know.
Well, the song is creeping.
Yeah.
It's creeping like a beast, you know. It's moving, man.
Yes.
You know, the song is moving through the four corners of the earth at the moment. The song is moving. So, you know, I watch the whole thing.
Okay.
Because I see the thing we are going for the song. I feel like this song gonna make me very popular.
Right. Well, it's certainly getting a lot of views on YouTube, and that's always a good indication. It's probably the song that's got the most views of all your tunes then.
Of course.
If people want to see the video, you can just click on my name and go to my Videorama. I have it in my Videorama. But you can search on YouTube and find it as well. And it has a different spelling for Ja. It's Ya, YAH. So that alone will probably make it come up high in your search results. So check out the video, and here comes the track.
Yeah, I love this one. some refuge in our West Africa. Then the Arab and the Amite sold just to Esau. Then fuck us from the slave ship to America. Enslave us, fire on the slave master. But the scripture said, you must be a fierce slaughter for the iniquities of your forefathers.
Yes, a nice combination. You and Shocking Murray. That's not Shocking Murphy. It's Shocking Murray. I'm telling a true story there. Giving people the information that they need to hear, don't? Yes, man. Yes, man. And I notice I keep an eye on the shout box and I'm watching in the video chat and I see enough people lending support to your arguments. It's like you're getting your point across here.
Well, we give thanks to all of the strength, you know, for all of the support, you know, from the people who, you know, care for you and I think, you know, because they are fluid. You know, this is for us, you know.
Yes, man.
You
yes,
know,
man.
This is not just for me, you know, it's for us, you know. That's so right. We give thanks, you know, straight up, you know, because soul of love.
I really believe that people might not have really appreciate your intentions and your aim with your music, and true they understand it a little bit more now. They might be more inclined to check out where and where to get your music. I know say that it's available on Amazon. I believe it. It's also available for download on Juno. Is that right?
Yeah, and also iTunes. You know, maybe Blaze can tell. Maybe Blaze, you can. You know a few of the shops.
Yeah, Napster, MusicLoad, MP3.
Tell him more clearly. Let him hear.
You know, like over 400 online shops. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's widely available.
Yeah. It's being distributed by MK2 from Berlin.
Yes.
And it's everywhere to be found on nearly most of the online stores.
Well, we have some links that we're putting in the show box there for people to click on. I do believe I checked it out today that Amazon have it for $8.99 in the US and €8.99 in the Europe, and I do believe Juno have it in pounds. Yes, 99 pence per track and 7.49 for the whole thing, the whole third the whole album Journey to Israel. So, you know, I'm hoping that people really connect with you now, understand where you're coming from, and might be more inclined to check out your music and support the thing. You see me?
Yes, sir, because the music is all about life. You know, it's all about saving yourself. You know, because no man can save no man, you know?
That's true.
Well, so, a man have to find himself, find the place where he want to go, you know? You know, because you can't make people lead you astray. You know, you have to meditate for yourself, you know? And we also have to listen to each other.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's very important.
And you're taking your tool, your music, to put your point of view, put your point across, and people can listen it and take from it what they can.
This is how it goes, you know. This is how it goes. You talk it right, you know.
Well, big up yourself and big up Blaze same time. Enough respect, everyone who's listening right now. We're in a live conversation right now with Singing You. Blaze is in the place as well. Big producer, mentioned enough times here on Reggae Space. Large Apollo's in the video chat, and you can see Blaze and Singing You in the video chat if you wish. See him waving there. Large up Goody and Promotants and Princess 64, Jack Queen, Sister Moon. I know say that you're at work right now, so you can't really take in the fullness, but as Promotants and Dag said, we try and put out the recording of the interviews over the coming days. Large up Songstress You Did and Music Tree all in the video chat. And like I said before, you don't need to have your video cam hooked up or even a microphone, although that would be nice. You can go in there and just take in the vibe same way. Large up Blondie and Conquering Line is on the bass. Big up yourself, welcome back. And Denture D's on the bass, and DJ Funds. Big up Sugar T and Gemini BDA. Large Up Yard Rhythm, Williams Up After Me, and Sonia 58. Big up Smalley out of BDA. Princess 64, I mentioned. Nubian Queen and Linford Nugent. Big up It's Me and Goody. Alright, this next track I want to play now, you could say it's a little bit lighter than the rest, and I don't believe it's on the album. It's entitled Moving On.
Yes, sir. It's a excuse me. It's a new album called The Winds of Jah, you know?
A new album?
Yeah, entitled The Winds of Jah.
So this one no release yet?
No, this is a new brand thing I'm working on at the moment.
Okay.
So I just want to show my people them what's going on. You know, I'm still on the move. You know, I'm still working. You know,
it's actually not a finished track. You know, is the next producer put it out.
I see.
A little earlier, you know, but it's not really finished yet. When it's done, it's going to have a kind of different feeling around it still. Yeah, so.
Okay, that's the word of Blaze. He's saying he's gonna take it and give it a different shape, but we can hear a little bit of it now. So just to emphasize to people, the Journey to Israel is available, and you want to go and check it out. You see the links in the shout box. You can do a search on your favorite search engine and find it as well. And the tracks I'm going to feature now are not on that album. They will be due to be released on the next coming album. Wait, name again.
The Winds of Jah.
Winds of Jah. Winds of Jah. Okay, and we'll just take a little taste here. It's a track entitled Moving On.
Joy and happiness in my life. How this music makes me dance. How can I live without it? How could I do without it? Who could I do without it?
If you understand what I was saying, it sounds a little bit lighter. This shanty tone rhythm there bubbling underneath, and I hear our next voice. Whose voice is that?
That is Gino's voice. He's our next artist based in Cologne.
That's a German artist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A German artist named Gino.
Yeah.
All right. You know?
Actually, that's a revised version of the shantytone. When you hear the guitars playing, it's got this the African, South African feeling push behind it. Because the album Moons of Jah has got a different kind of approach to the whole music, singing his voice in a whole, his whole attitude and character.
All right.
And whatever he's doing, yes.
Can you hear some more?
I keep on grooving on, yeah. joy and happiness in my life. How this music makes me dance. How can I live without it? How could I do without it? Who could I do without it? Yeah. I keep on moving on. I keep on.
Well, I hear that guitar sound you're talking about there, Blaze. It's a different flavor for the music. Does that have a particular name? You know, that African vibe that you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I will let Blaze give you that talk. You know,
I didn't really get it.
You should repeat the question.
Yeah, I'm hearing the guitar in there, and it's got a African flavor to it, and I'm wondering if there's a particular name that's given to that kind of music that seems to be influencing the reggae music there.
Yeah, it's like a kind of Kwaito style. You know, it's a kind of one. You know, when you listen to the kind of Miriam Makeba vibes, yes, and stuff like that,
right?
Then the way the drum pattern is actually is what the guitar is following, but it's a different groove because it flows differently. You know, it's
yes, not yes,
really played straight. You know, it bounces different. You
yes,
know,
yes,
you feel it. You know, you just can't play it like that. You have to feel it. So that's what's actually happening in the
right,
track, you know?
Right? And yeah, that's going to be a feature of the new album, yes.
Yeah, that's going to be actually, I believe, mostly a promo track, because it's not really finished,
yeah,
it has to fit in the concept of the rest of the tracks you're doing, and that's more or less a promo track, which
I see.
The next producer who mixed it and Ivy Vibes,
yes,
who mixed it and mastered it, it's more or less a kind of his project,
right?
You know, it's a combination which we did together and built some stuff together. So he's mixing it.
Yeah,
I built up the rhythm and he's mixing it and I'm adding some more stuff to it, and
right.
When I release it, with seeing it, will have a different kind of approach too, because that's more or less his approach to the mixing is,
yes,
more or less different to my approach and the way I understand the music.
So when you deal with it, what would you say that we will notice as different?
I think the fullness of the music, in the mix and in the vocal approach of the mixing and in the whole attitude, or because actually singing his vocals are not yet really finished done.
Yeah.
If somebody is critical and listens to the music in a certain kind of way, and the harmonies are not completely
right,
done, you know, this and small stuff, you know, which,
yeah,
if you're a normal music listener, you don't really recognize. But to me, you know, because I know singing his voice, and as I say, we've been working, as he said, 8 years together, so
yeah,
I kind of have a vision, and yeah, we have a vision together in where we want, how we want to place his voice and his message, you know. So
yes, yes, yes,
that's how it is. Yes,
that's cool. Well, I look forward to the new stuff. I like the idea of you know, having a strong African feel to it. That's not necessarily a common thing to do with reggae music.
No.
But
well, actually, you got two more tracks there from the Winds of Jah album.
Yeah.
These two tracks that you're gonna play, they're from straight from that album, so the people can really see what's gonna come out on the Winds of Joy, because it's some kind of Afro music and urban beat and then kind of stuff we're putting on this album. It's have nothing to do with reggae, you know.
Okay, well let's hear. I got a next track here, as you say. It's this one's entitled "Coming Home." You want to say anything about that one?
Yeah, well, there's a sister I got on that album that, you know, is a very great sister. She's from Congo.
Okay.
And I got a brother from Nigeria on that track too. You know, so called Dan Habi. And Nick Wessa, you know, is the girl. She got a beautiful voice, and I want to really send a big respect to Kenya at the moment, because to all the listeners them down in Kenya who are listening to this interview at the moment and listening to the Journey to Israel album, enough respect and manners, and give thanks to the strength in Nairobi, you know, Nigeria, and all over Africa, you know, in the state, you know. And then place, you know, so back a yard and all them place, you know. We give thanks to the strength, you know. So man, that song there is about, you know, Africa, we're coming home, because I just saw the route, you know, I just saw we move from. After we leave from Israel, Africa we go. Okay. West Africa and them places. So we live from Africa to America to the Caribbean, you know. So, you know, Africa is a place where, you know, we have a big generation down there, you know.
Yes. A lot of people talk about this return to Africa and repatriation, and some people are talking in a spiritual sense or a mental state of mind. Are you talking in a physical sense?
Well, actually, you know, you're right. You know, I'm talking in a physical sense, because, you know, Africa, you know, as me I say, you know, there's a big generation. That's why the music have to go there too, because, you know, when me leave from Africa, Israel, me I go.
Right.
Because that's where my final stop.
Okay.
So, I and I have to touch Africa, because Africa is a place where I and I just have to touch.
Right.
A fluid place.
All right. Let's see the track. Africa Coming Home.
An Ezra Blazing production. Africa, 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 Africa land, yeah, foundation, yeah, Africa land, yeah, foundation, boom.
Africa me coming home
from so far away.
Africa me coming home,
no turning back.
Africa me coming home
from so far away.
Africa me coming home.
Culture. Yes, I'm crying out.
I miss my African roots
each and every day.
I miss my African sunshine.
Ooh, yeah.
I miss my African rainbows.
Africa me coming home
from so far away.
Africa me coming home,
no turning back.
Africa me coming home
from so far.
When I think about Africa, joy and happiness fill my heart. Me and my people, Babylon can't part. True love are what we carry now. We ask.
Sing it. Sema na na ebita kapona yo. Mubebo sali wate. Welcome home.
Drink the water from out of the spring. Reason with the elders under the tree. Me love to see the children playing at the sun. Me love to smoke me strong African ganja.
Wow, what a tune, man. What a tune. Oh, man. Oh, I'm impressing people.
You know, my brother.
Yes.
Yes, man. Why we have to big up Africa? Because we love Africa. We love the people in Africa so much, you know, at the root, you know?
Yes, man. Yes.
So, you know, it's a blessing, you know. It's just a blessing, you know. I ask the most of y'all kind of just bless and guide and protect the people in Africa, same way.
Yes.
You know, and just go on full joy this one, you know, from Ever Blazing Production. You know what I say?
An Ever Blazing Production.
Africa, Africa, Africa.
Taking the vibe.
Land, yeah.
Taking the lyrics.
Yeah. Africa land, yeah. Found it.
Large up Ever Blazing.
Africa me coming home.
From so far away.
Africa me coming home.
Don't turn back.
Africa me coming home.
From so far away.
Africa me coming home. Culture, yes, I'm crying out.
I miss my African roots
each and every day.
I miss my African sunshine.
Yeah.
I miss my African rainbows.
Africa, me coming home
from so far away.
Africa, me coming home.
Don't turn back.
Africa, me coming.
When I think about Africa, joy and happiness fill my heart. Me and my people, Babylon can't part. True love, what we carry now, we ask.
Semananga ipita kapona yo. Mubibu sali wate. Welcome home.
Why, what a tune, man. What a tune. And
well, we have fun with the tune.
Yes, yeah, man. That sound really nice. And as
feel the vibe.
You're going to have to help me with the name of that female artist, because I will struggle.
What?
The name
excuse
of
the artist, Mikwasa.
Mikwasa, Mikwasa from Congo. Mikwasa. She's extraordinary voice that is just mad.
Yes.
She's, I have to big up, she's one talented young lady who's just got it.
Mikwasa. Because it's DJ Sugar T asking, because he noticed it as well. She have a nice voice, a strong voice, and an expressive voice.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah, and she's soon, we're working on an album, so the world has to expect more from her too.
That's great. Yes. That's really great. How are you feeling about working on this new project?
Well, I feel joyful. Same Blaze feel he can't wait. Blaze can't wait till this thing come out, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, it really sounds exciting, and just from the taste of one and two of the tracks that I happen to hear of, I got one more to play before we go, and time is running and passing, so you might want to think of who and who you want to big up. This next track, the final one I have, I can see where it near now. My life.
Yes, sir. Well, that one. Why? We just are going to make that one talk for itself.
All right. Well, people, you're in tune with Yendis on Reggae Space. We got 20 minutes left in the hour. 20 minutes before Williams comes up. He's the mix master here on Reggae Space. Stay tuned for that. Big welcome to Conquering Lion. Big respect goes out to all those who are really taking in these vibes here and listening to the real talk from Singing You. Big up to all the video chatters, and enough respects. Sonia 58 just joined us, and big respect to Goody and promotions in there. Enough respect to Blaze coming up on cam with Singing You Same Time. Big up to DJ Sugar T. He wants to know what's your Facebook. He's not looking at the shout box. DJ Sugar T, man. There's been links flowing in the shout box all night, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you know, see them.
We give thanks to the world and the strength them, because you know, we need it, you know.
Yes.
Because we have to get together, you know, and together make the thing, togetherness make the whole thing work, you know.
Yeah. That's what.
So I feel joyful, you know, and I give thanks to the IT for the strength, you know, because that big strength is.
Yes, man. You deserve it, man. Because, you know, the watch word for us here is no slackness. Yes, we want positive message in music. You know, we want the youth, them, and all the listeners to get a positive vibe from the music. We don't want them to go down in the gutter like some music do. You see me?
Hallelujah.
So yes. So yes, we got your links then flowing in the show box. See the one there for Facebook.
Yeah, man. We give thanks to all of the support, man. Again, man. We can't stop give thanks. And we give thanks first and to the Most High, because the Most High make it happen. You know? Give thanks to the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, Yahkai. Yes, hallelujah. And all of the Israelites, brothers and sisters then.
Yes.
Just go and stay strong, and all of the Most High people then stay strong, same. You know what I say?
Yes, man. Yes.
Just loving at yours.
All right. Final track. Enough respect, DJ Sugar T. I tease you, man. No, watch that. So this final track, My Life, it speaks for itself.
An ever blazing production.
Almost Aya, Israel. Cramp and paralyze them. All those demons try to rise up on I and I. Melt them away, Holy One. This is Ever Blazing Production, singing you AKA Bobo Israel for life.
World we live in.
It's my life, my life, my life, my life. Why you wanna fight me down? From the Most High, see them every day. I make sacrifice. Hey. The Most High send me as a surprise. Them can't spot me. Them can't touch me. No, 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 no. My life, it's my life. My life, my life, my life. Why you wanna fight me down?
I really feel so this next project is probably going to be your greatest one so far, since you ever blaze in production and beat, man.
Yes. Yes, brother.
How far you reach with it now? How many tracks you have laid, and how much yet to do?
Well, I got about maybe 16 or so laid already. I want to do about 5 more or so.
Okay, and then make a selection.
Yeah, yes. And just make a selection.
It's a 12-13 track album.
Okay, you have a date ready for it or not?
No, not yet. We want to, because Journey to Israel has just touched the world, you know. We want that to, you know, so this album will be coming maybe about end of the year, early next year. We are not in a rush with it, because, you know, it's going places, you know, so
yes,
we're taking our time, yeah.
So, just a side really question, but what could what you do to in preparation for an LP landing in order to have the maximum benefit? You know, what do you do in the preparation to an LP dropping?
You mean well, actually, I've been around for quite some time, and I've been producing some tracks for other. And the first track, which the first album which I really produced under Ever Blazing Production was Cine News third album Destiny. We did that on Journey to Israel. First it was Destiny, which didn't really go well because things weren't right, and then we did Journey to Israel, which it took really time to produce because we didn't have the right information and the right people around us. You know? Okay. So when we got the link to MCATSWO, we took it as a chance and released it then through MCATSWO as distributors. But actually, we are trying to find people who can help us also try and how should I put it?
And put it on a more higher level, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have that opportunity to make it in a wider range.
I see.
You know, we have a contract. We have a contract for this album. You know.
Yeah.
And business wise contract.
Yes.
And but that contract also show that, you know, and I can put it on a wider range. So okay. if there's a bigger opportunity, I can go ahead.
So you're gonna go back
and make it flow, you know.
So yeah. Actually, is basically the distribution side is getting cleared. Is actually more or less a matter of promoting or putting the stuff at the right place. You know, placing it at the right place. That's what it's all about right now. You know, because the music is different. Music when you listen to it is you just can't. You know, not everybody can understand it. You know, so right. It has to reach the right ears first.
See,
you know, so this is what you're trying to. You know, because we can't just deal with everybody and anybody. That's what it's all about.
I see. So you're gonna go about this next album in a slightly different way to this current album, Journey to Israel.
Yeah, exactly. We got one of Europe's biggest distributors who's gonna distribute the next album and the next stuff from Ever Blazing Production. And we're working on it differently. You know, trying to build up a better base, because Ever Blazing Production is actually growing at the moment. We got two new members who are going to work in the management.
Okay.
But we need more people who can help us do the works, you know, and reach out to the people who have to be reached, you know.
Okay, so you're interested in people approaching you and supporting the Ever Blazing Production project?
Yes, definitely. If there's anybody out there who's listening who can help us out on movements and in working out something in the way to make this music reach where it has to reach and the people it has to reach.
Right.
Very welcome.
How would they link you up? What's the best way to link you?
The best way to link me up is at the moment I'm building up my homepage, so that's also in the works, soon coming. But it's best either to link me at the moment through email, which is rustblaze@gmail .com, or through my Facebook account, Hopton Blaze or Russ Blaze, you know. So that's the way you can get at me at the moment, and on closer contact then telephone and you know whatnot.
Okay, so email is rustblaze@gmail.com. You have a couple Facebook pages as well. People can link you on as well.
Exactly, so, I got the Singing You artist homepage, which Singing You does for himself. Ever Blazing and Production artist homepage, Singing You, and then there's the Ever Blazing Production homepage where there's always news in between, because new stuff, whatever I'm doing, and then There's my actual private account, Optum Blaze. Yeah,
Optum Blaze. Okay, well, people will have heard all that, and I'm sure there's going to be people either listening right now or listening to the recording who will want to link you up and push the music further, and that's what we're hoping for. I have to thank you for your time and for joining us here at Reggae Space. It's been really interesting hearing you talk, both yourself, Blaze, and singing you. Been some controversial stuff as well as enlightening stuff, and the music is has been very positive and very interesting and very promising. We can link up now with the Journey to Israel project, and we can look forward to Winds of Change. Name? Winds of Joy.
Winds of Joy.
Don't forget the joy.
Okay. No, I left out the joy.
look
forward to that towards the end of the year, maybe early next year. Is there anybody you'd like to just big up before you leave?
Yeah, man, of course, man. If I big up the Most High. The Holy One of Israel, Yahkai. You know, big up my brother Ever Blaze. You know, big up my old lady. Big up all of the listeners them. All of the fans them. You know, big up all the data we help out the situation in Bielefeld, Utah. Yes. You know?
Yeah.
Big up all of the people them, you know, in Amsterdam, you know, in Germany, you know, may I say. In the city, Bielefeld, because that's how my base up same. All of the musicians, them same way I live up. And I carry the rightful message.
Yes.
You know, I want to beat them up same way. Big up all the yard people, them. Cologne with them. Right now, I go and do some things in Ever Blaze Studio. I want to big up Kenya. You know, I want to stop big up Kenya and Nairobi. I want to look out for where we're coming down soon, Kenya. Mm-hmm. Nigeria, all them places there. You know me, I say, where the place named Congo, all them places we are sending a big request to. You know me, I say, down in Ghana, Gambia, all of them places. Because singing you, AK Bubba Israel, coming at you. You know me, I say?
Yes, man.
And one big up America to, you know, the brothers and sisters them in America. You know me, I say, more and big them up and large them up. You know me, and give all the strength you can give this mission. Big up Benami. Benamin. Every time over Israel right now.
Alright, King.
And all of the Israelites, brothers them and sisters them. You know, enough love, you know.
Yes. Come on. Alright, well, as I say, it's been great having you, and I'm encouraging everybody to hit your links and link up and support the project, because it's a positive message and we love that. We look forward to the future projects as well. You guys have a good evening, what left of it, and you know, don't forget us next when the new project drop, because we'll be looking for you as well.
Yes, sir. Well, now I forget, man. I'm big up the eye self every time. Give thanks to the eye and all of the workers DJ, them, the all of the DJs them in this vibration. Yeah, we give thanks to all of the strength. You know what I say?
Yes, man. Many thanks. Yeah, man. Many thanks.
Welcome, man.